In the busy whirl of our daily lives, sometimes we get all caught up in the idea that everything we achieve is because of what we do. It's like a big puzzle where we think we're the ones putting all the pieces together. But what if I told you there's a hidden truth, something beyond what we see? Let's dive into this mystery, a simple yet powerful idea: put God first every day. It's not just some fancy phrase, it's like having a super important key to make sense of our lives. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Imagine life is a big adventure story and we're the main characters. But here's the twist: there's a director behind the scenes guiding the plot in ways we might not notice. As we explore why it's crucial to put God first every day, we'll uncover the magic behind this idea, breaking down the illusions that often make us feel lost. Put God first every day. This isn't just a platitude, it's a transformative principle that can reshape our existence. As we unravel the layers of this divine command, let's embark on a journey through scriptures and practical life examples that unveil the profound wisdom behind prioritizing God in our daily lives. Imagine life is like a giant puzzle, and sometimes it feels like we're trying to figure out where all the pieces go. Putting God first is like having a special guidebook, kind of like the ones you get with Lego sets. You know, the one that shows you step by step how to build something amazing. In this big adventure, we might feel a bit lost, not sure which way to go. Well, guess what? Putting God first is like having a friendly voice telling us, "Turn left here, and then go straight." It's like having a superhero friend helping us find our way through the twists and turns of life. And you know what this guidebook is? It's the Bible, full of stories and wisdom that act like our very own treasure map. So, by putting God first, we get this fantastic helper to guide us through the puzzling moments and show us the way in this big, confusing world. Okay, so life can sometimes feel like you're a superhero dealing with really tough challenges, kind of like being in a big superhero battle. Now, putting God first is like getting a special superhero suit that gives you a superpower: strength. Imagine you're facing a super tough level in a video game, and you need extra strength to get through it. Well, in real life, when things get really hard, putting God first is like having this invisible power-up that helps you be strong. It's like having a super suit that makes you feel powerful and able to handle anything that comes your way. So, by putting God first, you're basically getting this awesome strength boost for the tough times in your superhero adventure called life. Think about your life like a collection of amazing gifts, like surprise presents just for you. Well, putting God first is like realizing that all these awesome gifts are from someone special, like a super caring friend. You wake up, and there's a cool toy on your bed, or you find your favorite snack waiting for you. Putting God first is like saying, "Wow, thanks for these cool things." It's about being grateful for all the good stuff in your life, like your family, friends, and even the fun moments. Imagine you have a button that, when you press it, makes you feel happy and thankful. Well, putting God first is like finding that special button inside you. By doing this, you start noticing and appreciating all the fantastic gifts around you, making your heart feel warm and happy. So, putting God first is like having a daily reminder to be thankful for all the awesome things you have in your life. Alright, let's imagine your life is like a big garden where you grow all sorts of relationships, like flowers blooming together. Now, putting God first is like having a magical watering can that helps your relationships grow strong and beautiful. Think about it this way: sometimes, we might feel upset or make mistakes, like stepping on a flower by accident. But putting God first is like learning to say sorry and forgive, just like when friends say, "It's okay," and give you a second chance. It's like having this superpower to be kind and caring to the people around you. Now, picture your friendships and family bonds as colorful flowers in your garden. By putting God first, you're using that magical watering can to make sure your relationships stay healthy, just like watering flowers so they can grow and bloom. So, in your life's garden, putting God first is like having a special tool to help your relationships become as beautiful and strong as they can be. Imagine your life is like a big, colorful storybook. You're the author, making up the coolest adventure ever. Now, putting God first is like having a special idea that makes your story the best it can be. Think about it like having a box of crayons. Each crayon is like a dream or goal you have. But putting God first is like choosing the most important crayon, the one that makes your story really awesome. Now, pretend your story is on a shelf in a library. By putting God first, you're making sure your story isn't just about having lots of things. It's like adding a secret ingredient that makes your tale full of love, kindness, and a bigger purpose. So, putting God first is like being the author who writes the coolest storybook ever, not just about getting stuff, but creating a story that's meaningful and special. It's like having that extra magic that makes your life story fantastic and way more exciting. All right, imagine you've been on this incredible journey exploring the idea of putting God first every day. It's like you've been on a treasure hunt, uncovering hidden gems that can make your life richer and more amazing. So, let's wrap it up. Think of your life as this big adventure movie, and you're the main character. By putting God first, it's like realizing there's a director, a wise guide behind the scenes, helping you make sense of the plot twists and turns. As you embrace this idea, it's like putting on a pair of glasses that show you the true beauty and purpose of your existence. Life isn't just a random collection of moments, it's a masterpiece waiting to be painted with colors of love, kindness, and purpose. So, here's the deal. As you continue your adventure, remember that putting God first is like having a compass, a superhero suit, a magical watering can, a treasure map, and that special crayon all rolled into one. It's the key to creating a storybook life, a gallery of moments that are not just about you, but about making a positive impact on the world. As you go forward, may this journey inspire you to keep the director in mind, to wear those glasses that reveal the true magic of your story, and to paint your life's canvas with the vibrant colors of love, purpose, and putting God first every single day. Your adventure is uniquely yours, and by embracing this idea, you're adding a touch of something extraordinary to your journey.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.